love you, I love you. Nothing else matters, I love you. Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. 98.1 KZE. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio is my new friend of now, Phoebe Hunt. She's going to be performing tonight at the Spiegel Tent, which is just an incredible, cool venue. And Phoebe's music is super cool, and it'll be a great combo platter. So don't miss out. Tonight at the Spiegel Tent, Bard College, Annandale on Hudson, Phoebe Hunt will be playing. And she's with us right now live in the studio. Good morning, Phoebe.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. We're excited for the show tonight. Now, the new album, Nothing Else Matters, that just came out a week ago officially, you can find it everywhere. It's just you and a fiddle.
Yes.
What made you decide to take that approach?
There's a few factors involved, but one is that it's something I always wanted to do. I saw Bruce Molsky do it about a decade ago. And I've seen Tim O'Brien play that way, a couple songs in his shows. And so just anytime I ever saw that, I thought, that is just so cool. Like, I don't know how those two voices can interplay that way. Mm. And the violin is such a, it's so much like the human voice anyway.
Yeah. Well, on the album, Nothing Else Matters, the way you phrase your vocals and the way the phrasing on the violin complement each other is really endearing. It's a charming record to listen to from the beginning to the end. It's one of those albums that I enjoy all the way through. So wow. Thank you for your new record.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
It's true. Now, I've, you know, been aware of your music prior, and I've enjoyed the video to Marching On. The song is great as well, and I just enjoyed the video, and it's simple and pure. And that's how your music comes across to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And was it fun making that video?
The Marching On video?
Yeah.
That one, yeah, that was when I was living in Brooklyn. And I was playing with my band, The Gatherers. Mm. And we had been playing for a couple years together at that point. And I remember wanting to pull together a lot of people and to make a statement with a song. And it was on, we released it on Martin Luther King Day. No, we filmed it on Martin Luther King Day.
Cool.
Which was really powerful. And I pulled a bunch of my friends together to kind of stand as the people or the faces of the people. And everyone came together in this tiny little room and in underneath the subway and in Brooklyn and came in and showed their faces. And I think that was really powerful that all my friends would do that.
And the way that you are lined up and move together, it goes with the lyrics, and the whole vibe of the song is strong. So great job on that. And for the new album, Nothing Else Matters, I saw a couple of videos that you have online.
Yeah.
And which ones are up there?
We have the title track, Nothing Else Matters, has a little video. And these videos are a little bit simpler for me to make. It's me and my fiddle. This whole, the theme of this entire thing is, for my heart is simple, because for 15 years I've been traveling with, you know, six dudes typically and me, and they're awesome. I mean, my band, The Gatherers, are really my brothers, but during the pandemic, we all kind of, we were living in Brooklyn and we all kind of moved back to where different places, and the cards in the deck reshuffled, and everybody, when they started touring again, was like in new projects. And I actually started an online business during the pandemic, where I'm a coaching program where I teach parents how to teach their own children how to play ukulele.
Cool.
It's called Ukulele Sprouts Parent Teacher Training Program. So I started that and continued that into 21 and 22 post pandemic. And all the people in my band had started playing with Grammy award winning artists. Yeah. Now they're all in great bands that are crushing it out there. And I thought I didn't want to give up my musical connection to myself. So to answer that first question you asked me again, the second point of why I made the Fiddle and Voice album was about just being able to stand on my own 2 feet as an artist. And no matter where I'm at, being able to travel with my art and my craft and perform and do what I need to do no matter what my circumstances are. And I know that I'll be shuffled into some other configurations as time moves on, because a fiddle is a great part of a band. Yeah. And I love being a part of a band. But right now, I'm kind of creating this mark for myself in time and in history and in my life of just being able to truly stand by myself and play. And I think that will carry with me throughout the rest of my life.
Well, you're making a strong, independent statement. And there's nothing more personal or more endearing than that. Because when we're open up to your world, we go right in. So thanks for letting us in.
Thank you. It's very intimate. It's very raw. And yeah. It's sometimes very nuanced and a little too raw sometimes for me. Even I realize, like, wow, I've really removed a wall. I've removed the barrier as much as I humanly can without, you know, getting rid of my skin.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it seems that way. And when you listen to the songs that you wrote, and sometimes with others.
Oh, yeah.
And you had some great collaboration. We heard Nothing Else Matters and Maya DeVitri.
Yes.
What'd she contribute?
Well, she's one of my best friends, first of all.
Cool.
In the planet. And we sat together and we were processing actually this very topic of the dudes all, of the shuffling of the deck. And this feeling of the band didn't break up, but just the feeling of like a grieving of the connection that we had, you know, the marching on connection and the connection we had as brothers and sisters. And so we were actually having tea over that topic. And we always play this game, or the game that I like to play when I'm doing a co-writing session is that we split into two different rooms. Huh. And each, after you've had about an hour of talking over tea, you might split into two different rooms and each person might write a bit, and then you come back together and you help each other finish what you started.
Huh. And so that contribute to each other's skeletal contribution.
Exactly. And cool. that to me has been the greatest way of co-writing that I've found. And so Maya actually started Nothing Else Matters in that 20-minute period, and I came in and we worked together and cried over it, because it was really about that story we had been telling about this. She took my emotions and the story I was feeling, and she put them into song, and then, of course, we finished it together. And the other song that's on there, The Archer, was the one I started that day.
Oh, really?
And then she helped me finish that one. So
did you start it lyrically or musically? I would assume musically, but I just figured I'd ask.
Oh, yeah. To me, music and lyric come as one package. So the melody and lyric always come connected.
So they both came to you, and you shared that with Maya?
In The Archer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the first verse and the chorus, and she helped me create the second verse.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're sitting here. Phoebe Hunt is our guest. This is 98.1 KZE, and she's patiently holding a fiddle this whole time with a bow. And I think if you don't mind, could it be time to use it?
Sure.
Okay. Phoebe Hunt live on 98.1 KZE. What are you going to play, Phoebe?
Here's one called Galloping off of the new album. Actually, haven't even tuned up yet. I just walked in the door. Here we go.
Well, are you good?
Are we on? Horse to the barn, running and sweating, galloping the whole way home if I let him. Who's in control, rider or beast? Will I ever make it home for the feast? Did you make it back for your silver platter full of fine rewards for all that glorious clatter? Shelter and the graying calling your name to the place of the known and the familiar same. Are you running so fast that you're flying away? Have you found eternal freedom in the setting of the dawn of the day? Curiosity begun beyond the the setting of the sun. And I run like a horse to the barn, running and sweating, galloping the whole way home if I let him. Who's in control, rider or beast? Will I ever make it home for the feast? To the barn, flame to the stable, galloping the whole way home if I'm able. Who's in control, rider or beast? Will I ever make it home for the feast?
KZE live in the studio with Phoebe Hunt. She's performing tonight at the Spiegel Tent at Bard College. Phoebe, have you been to the Spiegel Tent yet?
Last night I went by it when I arrived, and it's so beautiful.
Oh, man, it is. So you went by, but did you go in?
Well, I had to go in order to check in the room that I was staying in last night. But I mean, I didn't go into the entire theater, into the lobby, and I'm very excited to go into the whole theater today.
As you may have seen, it's round and there's mirrors and lights inside. It's a spectacular venue. It's really cool.
I'm so excited.
It's a movable venue, and it all folds up and gets taken back to Germany or wherever it came from. But it's incredible. And when they set it up, they keep it there for the summer, and they've been having this bluegrass on Hudson series, and it's been really great, and we are so grateful to have you here in the studio, Phoebe. So thanks for coming.
Thank you. I've seen some of the other artists that have been playing. They're all my friends. Jake Jolliffe, I saw that he played, and he's a dear friend, and Layla McCalla and Caitlin Canty and Noam Pekelny.
Yeah,
all my dear friends. So sweet to see the lineup and be a part of it.
So now that you're back out on the road and playing music from Nothing Else Matters, tonight you're going to be solo, correct?
That's correct.
Is it harder to play solo than it is with a band?
They're just two different beasts.
You have nobody to rely on or say, that was good, right?
Right. It is hard for me to know if I did any, if I played well. That's an interesting thing that you brought up.
Yeah. How did I do? Me?
Yeah. How was that, friend? I don't know. I mean, the audience, sometimes even at Rocky Grass, I was just in Colorado at a festival called Rocky Grass last weekend, and that's why my voice is a little bit harsh. I'll have to warm it up through the day today. But there was long, and I don't expect this tonight. I don't know what to expect. I never do. It's really magical and mysterious every single time I play. It's really, I have no idea what I'm walking into anytime I show up with my fiddle. But There were at that show long bouts of applause in between songs, and rather than taking it in my heart, which is really sad to me that this is what truly happened, but I actually thought they must feel sorry for me.
What?
And they're applauding because I'm alone up here on stage, and you know our minds can just do the craziest thing to us. So
yeah,
I did my best to receive with open arms this incredible amount of applause, but there was a part of me that just thought they must just feel so sorry for me, and I can't believe that's what I thought, but it's so true. So yeah, I don't really ever know if I did any good.
That's a really interesting perspective. It really is. But you know, very personal and real, you know. So, yeah, you don't have somebody playing the bass standing next to you going, hey, that was good, or boy, we'll get them next time.
Yeah, that connection when you play with someone else, you feel that deep musical connection with them, and yeah, you can just tell there's something about it, you know. By yourself, you really, it's a head trip the whole time.
Mm. Well, knock 'em dead tonight, Phoebe.
Thanks, brother.
Do you have another quick ditty in you?
Sure.
All right, let's hear another one.
I realized while I was playing that one, my mind was thinking, I guess I'm always doing two things at once, but while I was playing, there was that song, The Archer, we had just been speaking of. Yeah. And of course, then I played Galloping. So I thought maybe I should have played The Archer. So maybe I'll play that one for you a moment, if that's okay.
We're live with Phoebe Hunt, 98.1 KZE.
Fantastic. Okay. This is written both with Maya DeVitri, the same day that we wrote Nothing Else Matters. And it's called The Archer. Since the dawn of the sparrow, your arrow's been pointing my way. Though I tried to avoid it, I tried running fast. I was lying to myself every day. The call of the wild, the time of eternity. You knew all along, patient and strong, steady your eyes, they see. Freedom, I hunger. What he doesn't know, he can't see. From the roots to the flowers, the roots of our souls, there's a blossoming of unshackled feet. As the dusk falls around me, and what I don't know I can't see. How gently the archer will warm up the night, and how my freedom has always been free. Oh, how gently the archer will warm up the night, and how my freedom has always been free.
Phoebe Hunt, live, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Phoebe, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
I really enjoyed it. I wish you could come every morning. That would be amazing. Mm. But unfortunately, we got to leave them wanting more. And you can see Phoebe Hunt tonight playing live at Bard's Spiegel Tent, Annandale on Hudson, fishercenter.bard.edu. For more info and tickets, Phoebe, how can folks stay in touch with you online or follow where you're going to be and what's coming out and buy your new record? What's the best way?
I'd say PhoebeHuntMusic.com.
PhoebeHuntMusic.com. Perfect. Well, we'll stay in touch with you and all the best. Knock 'em dead tonight, and we're all with you. You're not alone.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after we check in with some of the important sponsors that make all this great musical diversity possible.